This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the ways that regulators have so far stopped SVB from turning into a wider crisis is by applying what's known as a systemic risk exception. That lets them cover otherwise uninsured deposits, of which, as we have come to know, there were a lot at SVB. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on that slice of this story.
When a bank fails, the FDIC is supposed to resolve it while minimizing costs, says Stephen Kelly of the Yale Program on Financial Stability.
FDIC takes it over, it sells the assets, pays out insured depositors. It's required to protect its own pot of money to the best extent possible.
That's the so-called least cost resolution. But the systemic risk exception allows the FDIC to avoid that.
What it basically said yesterday was, if we try to run this least cost, it risks systemic contagion to the banking system or to the economy.
But Kelly and others aren't so sure these banks were a systemic risk. Silicon Valley Bank had assets of $209 billion. Signatures were around $100 billion. Actually, not huge in the era of mega banks. With the systemic risk exception, the FDIC's deposit insurance fund can cover deposits that exceeded $250,000, which are usually uninsured. Wharton's Itamar Drexler says the decision sends mixed messages.
It just raises kind of a, an existential banking question, if you want to push it that far. Do we have uninsured deposits or don't we?
In granting these banks the systemic risk exception, Matt Stoller of the American Economic Liberties Project says regulators panicked.
We just decided that when banks have a problem, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to help highly capitalized entities who have mismanaged risk. And now we keep doing that. We should stop doing that, but we keep doing it.
What's more, a few years back, SVB successfully lobbied Congress to exempt it from enhanced regulatory scrutiny. Hillary Allen of the American University Washington College of Law says it's time to re-examine that.
If we've concluded that these particular banks are deserving of this kind of government backstop, then they also need the heightened regulation that they lobbied to get rid of a few years ago.
Otherwise, she says, the optics of this intervention don't look great. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.